It's not just people in China who are following today's National Day festivities. Also, many people in the diaspora, people like Yangyang Chang. Chang grew up in China and moved to the U.S. for school a decade ago. She's now a postdoc at Cornell and lives in Chicago. She watched today's National Day festivities on YouTube.
And one thing that I was particularly noticing was that when the camera goes to the shots of the audience, not the Chinese government officials, but the ordinary people. And I do believe the sense of pride that is just flowing on their faces is genuine. It's not a performance of patriotism. But I also think I find myself rather having very mixed feelings when I was watching it, especially the part about the military parade.
Chang wrote an essay about this in the online magazine China File. It's a letter addressed to China. She wrote,
quote, "It says so much about you and nothing kind that you remind people of your birth by showing off your ability to kill," end quote. And I think it's actually deeply regretful that the Chinese people, with all their wisdom and brilliance and their creativity, are not given this space to critically examine their relationship with the state and critically examine different organs of the state, including violent organs of the state, such as the police and the military.
Still, Chang says that today she's proud, proud to be Chinese and proud of the country where she was born.
I am delighted to see the economic rise in China. And I would emphasize that it is the Chinese people who should take credit for it. The Chinese government likes to say that it lifted 800 million or a billion people out of poverty, but actually the Chinese people lifted themselves with their work ethic, with their ingenuity, once the government's policies became less repressive, once the government's policies allowed them to become entrepreneurial and to seek different ways to better their lives.
That was Yangyang Chang reflecting on today's anniversary of the founding of her native China from here in the U.S.